So we're going to take a little bit of time and reflect upon the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is for your prayer life, your spiritual life. Everybody focuses on Jesus, right? So we know his importance. But to focus on Jesus and to have him as, you know, the main part of your prayer while ignoring the Holy Spirit, it's like trying to quench your thirst on a regular basis by drinking from puddles, okay? You can survive, but you're not going to thrive. Ooh, that sounds almost like heresy, doesn't it? But this is the reality. The Holy Spirit is the love of God poured into our hearts. In fact, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot receive the divine life of Christ. So the Holy Spirit transforms Christ's life into our lives here in 2017 for each one of us personally, personalizes the life of Christ in each one of us. So let's talk a little bit about this love. First of all, God loves you intensely, all right? He loves you intensely. As St. Augustine says, if you were the only person to have ever walked on this earth, he would have underwent everything that he did for you, just you. That's how important you are. But the sad thing is that we're often so blind and turned away from his incredible love for each one of us. It's like this. Sometimes I think about parents and their kids. And you know how much a mother loves her child? And a child, especially get into the teenage years, and they really don't have hardly any concern. At least they're not thinking very much about their parents, right? But their mom, the mom's probably thinking about the kid all day. Is that accurate? And yet, as I was asking the kids when school was still in session, I was asking, so how often do you, to one of the kids, how often do you think, have you thought about your mom this morning, or usually in the morning? Never. So you could have all of this love being expressed to you, but if you're not paying attention to it, you're not open, you're not receiving it, it has no effect on your life. Are you with me? Have you ever loved someone who didn't love you back? All right, we know the energy and the commitment and the concern and everything that's trying to be communicated, but if the person is not receiving, it's spilled on the ground, right? And there's nothing. So this is how we have to understand our own relationship with God, that he has an incredible outpouring of love that he wants to bestow upon us, but so often our minds and our hearts are in different places, and it's if the love of God did not exist for us. That's how it is. Just like, you know, I can think about myself times during my life with my parents. I know that they loved me profoundly, but I was concerned and engrossed in other cares of the world, and it was almost as if their love did not exist for me. We all know this. We've all been through this, right? So what does the Holy Spirit do? Or how does the Holy Spirit play a part in this? God made us with the power. We have an ability to receive and take in God's love. Like human love, you all know, we've all experienced and received human love. We know how rich that can be. Think about a good relationship between parents and their kids, or a good relationship between a husband and his wife. How powerful. It directs and determines every part of your day, doesn't it? Nobody's raising their hand here. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you have that capacity. You have the ability to do this. So in the a traditional term that's used for a power that the human person has is called a faculty. So your body has faculties, power. So I have ears that can hear, right? Hands that can feel. These are powers of my body called faculties. I have eyes, and so that I can see, right? So that's a faculty. Now, if the lights went out, okay, in the church, for example, I'd have the power to see. I'd have the power to see. What in the... I love how God's always working with me here. Now, it's not too dark here. If this was winter, it'd be pitch dark. You'd have the power, you have the faculty to see, but you could see nothing because you need light in order to view what's around you, right? Okay, so if I mean we have some beauty in the church here. I'm stopping there. So I can look at the beautiful stations at the light, but if there's no light, then even though I have the power to see the stations, without the light, I cannot take in or capture or admire the art, right? Okay, now we're getting to the role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's light given to us so that we can see the beautiful gifts and the love of God. All right? So, if the Holy Spirit is in my life, that means that now, because I have the power to love God and there's light in the room, I can see God all around me. The expressions, the different expressions of God's love for me. Just like the man and the woman who have a great appreciation for each other in their love, they see all the little things that their spouse does for the other person, and they appreciate it. You see what I'm saying? So, because God expresses his love for us more by deeds than by words. And so that's why St. Ignatius would say that his goal was that we might recognize the presence of God in all things. That God is expressing his love in everything that surrounds us. And so the Holy Spirit is the light that allows us, gives us the power to see this. This is awesome stuff, I'm telling you. But we have to take time and reflect upon it and ponder it and be present to it, just like human love. Otherwise, it's spilled on the ground. It's like nothing. So, okay, I want the Holy Spirit. I want this light so that I can view the beautiful, everything around me that's beautiful, that's God expressing his personal love for me. Well, how do I have the Holy Spirit? The gate for which the Holy Spirit enters into our souls so that we have the light to see the love of God and the way that he expresses his love to us in a million different ways is faith. So if there is not faith in our lives, the Holy Spirit is basically locked out. That's why faith is so essential. And that's why there's such a war on faith that in so many different areas, in the classroom, in the culture, there's an undermining of the reality, the truth of faith. That it's something that, for people who are not educated maybe, right? If you're educated, you have science. There's a million different ways that the evil spirit works to undermine our faith. Maybe sufferings. You know, how could there be a God? That leads to doubts and questions about our faith. And then what happens? My friends, the room goes dark. And then what? I see nothing. I have the power to see, but it is if I am blind. So what do we want to pray for? Well, first of all, we want to have an understanding of how this works. That the Holy Spirit is like light to our eyes. That the Holy Spirit gives us the power to see and to receive the love of God and all of the expressions of the love of God in our lives and the secret ways in which he expresses it to us in our hearts too, for those in deep prayer. That's why you find young men and women who are willing to leave everything and go to the religious life, because they're seeing and tasting things beyond anything that can be described. This is what God can do and wants to do for us. But it has to begin with faith. And so even every day, every single day, praying for faith, praying for the Holy Spirit to come. When you pray to the Holy Spirit to come, you're making an act of faith. I want to end with this. It's a young lady from our parish, Carolyn Pirtle. She is the director of liturgy for the University of Notre Dame. Okay? She just wrote an article that was online about one of the past presidents of Notre Dame University and his love for the Holy Spirit. And she wrote the article on this simple prayer that he would pray all throughout the day. It was just this: come, Holy Spirit. That's it. come Holy Spirit, and to believe that he wants to do powerful and great things in your life. To go beyond the scraps that the world's offering us, that we think is the main dish. There's so much more. If we grasped this and understood it, our churches would be full and packed, my friends. If we could catch on it, we would be burning to share it everywhere. This is the new Pentecost that we are praying for. May it be so.